Lucille, how you doing?
Okay. Evening, Hank.
Hey, baby, how's your mama now?
She's good. Here you go. Oh, how you doing?
Pretty good, you?
Pretty good. How's Sonny?
He's all right, I guess. Beard, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Here. Sorry. You want a drink?
Oh, yeah, thanks, man.
Wow, thank you.
Now, sore, so go easy, dog.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Drew.
You're welcome. Yeah. What's the matter, hon? You look so sad.
I'm fine. Hey. You wanna get something to eat? Thaw?
Take care of that.
Morning, Pop. This shit's cold. I'm gonna get some more.
hell those niggas doing out there?
I said something to you. You hear me?
Yeah.
Damn porch monkeys. Be moving in here soon. Sitting next to me, watching my TV. Was a time when they knew their place. Wasn't none of this mixing going on. Your mother, she hated them niggers too.
Tell him to get the hell off my property.
You put that thing down.
Can't buy to see Sonny.
I don't give a damn who you come by to see. Get him out of here right now. Tell him, they're your buddies. Tell him to get out of here. Well, what are you standing for? You watch your ass, all right?
You got everything you need?
Yep.
Be careful walking around.
Yeah.
As he teaches us the secrets of losing weight, being young, and fighting disease with flesh juices.
You see these two boys here? They're my sons.
They're on my property.
Ain't no need to be scared of no little boy. They ain't come here to hurt you. They ain't no need to be letting off no shotgun time to leave either. You understand?
Well, then keep them off my property.
Their friends are your son. Okay, he invited them here. They ain't trespassing, they ain't hurting nobody. Next time you want to play cowboy, I'm over here all the time.
Well, you keep them off my property.
Yeah, I think you heard me, sir.
Yeah, well, I think you heard me, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Come on, boys, let's go.
I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, it was loose.
Yeah. You see what you did, Sonny?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was my mistake.
Well, it was.
It won't happen next time.
Let's just keep going. We'll get it right, huh?
That's none of your goddamn business.
No, I'm surprised you're talking like that to me. You being a woman and all.
Watch out, Georgia Ann. Tom is no soon sexual arrest.
Buddha, how you doing?
Just give me the $250, son.
I got it, brother.
Thank you for talking.
Just like I said, no more mistakes, all right? I want to make damn sure nobody makes any mistakes, especially you. It's when it gets time for us to do it, you know, you can't mess up. That goes for me, too, and the rest of them. You ain't no different than us. You can't screw it up.
Yeah, good. That's Hank's boy. Yeah, but he is a boy.
We'll be a band tomorrow.
In England, they go as far as to give a guy a party the night before. Call it the Monster's Ball. want no lawyer or no preacher or anything like that around, so it's just you and me. Like I said, you can't think about what he did or anything else about him. It's a job. We have to do our job right.
What you want in school?
Oh yeah, right. My drawing is getting used on the school magazine cover. You know what I did?
What you do? Go on, just tell them. You playing no guessing game.
I made a picture of you sitting alone in jail.
Theme of solitude. Way to go, Ty. Way to go, play there, boy. Not too bad. What's going on with the car?
It's leaking radiator fluid.
Need to take it in right away. Have them check the hoses. If the car gets too hot, you're going to be in trouble.
Okay, come on now. I'm gonna tell you, gotta let go. Come on,
come on, Tim. approaching. So, come on.
Man, let's go. Let's go. Ma'am, let's go.
I know my way out of here. Come on.
Well, he don't have any outstanding appeals, so looks like we're definitely going to do it tonight. Everybody okay? You all right, Georgia?
I'm okay.
Dap, is that hood ready?
Yeah, it's fixing, ready to go.
All right. Anybody got anything to say? Tommy?
He likes to draw. Calms him down.
Draw?
Yeah.
Okay. Phil, will you make sure he's got whatever it is he needs to draw with?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tommy, why don't you lead us in a prayer?
Okay.
Open cell 13.
Care for your stuff, man.
Now know I that the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear him in his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand.
Careful with this.
Don't worry about it, man.
Close 13.
Where is all I got?
Trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call.
Sky surfing is when you skydive with a board attached to your feet and try to do different maneuvers. A camera flyer flies with a camera on top of their helmet filming the sky surfer and flies interactively with the sky surfer capturing the moves. My camera flyer is my husband, Craig O'Brien.
I'm going to put these on nice and loose. Everything going to be okay, right?
Yes, sir. About my last phone call.
Ford says it's a bad idea.
Turn around.
Think maybe you could call my son and tell him that I tried.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Open 13!
Pencil's on the way. I promise you it is.
Hello, my dad. Goodbye.
Let go. Let go. Let go. It's all right. Let go. Come on. Come on.
I've always believed that a portrait captures a person far better than a photograph. It truly takes a human being to really see a human being.
Wait a minute. Come
in. There are two kinds of drivers in this world. Those who've had a flat tire, and those who will. That driver sticks a flat. Spare yourself.
What the hell is this thing real? What I tell you about eating that shit? Didn't I tell you I'll be eating that shit? Look at this. Look at all this fat. This fat, fat ass. Look at all this nasty fat. Where they at? Look at all this candy. You ain't gonna eat all this candy. You crazy. Look at this room. It's a mess. Why is it a mess, Tyrell? Because a fat little piggy lives in this room. Get your ass on this scale. Get on the scale. What does it say? What does it say?
189.
189? You ain't lost no weight.
Come on.
judgment pronounced and set forth in this order, sentencing the defendant to death in the manner and by the authorities as provided by statute, shall be executed at this time.
Let's move. Get up. You get out of my goddamn house right now. You understand?
Hey!
You get out! Come on!
You lousy piece of shit.
What you gonna do? Huh? What What you gonna do?
Gee, how you like that, huh?
Come on, you tough guy now?
Are you tough?
Say something.
Say something!
Get up. You hate me. Answer me. You hate me, don't you?
Yeah, I hate you. I always did.
Well, I always loved you.
You don't need to get dressed.
Damn car's still acting up.
Leticia, listen, it's not just your car. You've been late every day this week.
Billy, I've been trying to get here. I need this money. I'm finna lose my house.
Look, why don't you go home, relax, take some time off, you know? You shouldn't be here right now anyway.
I know that. That's why you should have gave me the week off. With some pay.
Hell, Leticia, I already got a new girl.
Just get this over quick.
Is there a passage you would like me to read?
No. All I want to hear is that dirt hitting that box.
He was weak.
You can say a little something other if you want to once we've covered him up. Chocolate ice cream and a cup of coffee.
Okay, coffee? Black sugar cream?
No, black. That's it.
That it?
Yeah.
Hey, Vera, it's Hank. Is it too late? I'm gonna eat a plastic spoon for ice cream.
Oh, goddamn. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry.
Shit, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
Bring me some napkin or something.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
All right.
And you said a what? You want
plastic
a what
for spoon.
That? Okay.
Where's Lucille?
I'm trying to fill in for her.
I'm ready to pay this.
I just overrang this thing.
If you can't get that thing open, just tell me how much it is. I'll pay for it.
$3.92.
That's $4. You keep the check.
Thanks.
Hey, cowboy. Feel like some late night pussy?
Yes, so.
I've seen you in a while.
Yeah. Well, I ain't been feeling too good. Busy, a lot of things, this and that and other, you know. How you been?
All
right. Good.
So how's Sunny?
Tonight,
Amara.
You
sure, hon?
No, not tonight. I'm sorry.
You no need to be sorry. Just do it some other time.
You can keep that money.
Well, I'm going to. Adios.
appreciate you seeing me.
What brings you here, Hank?
Sir, I'm resigning. And I wanted to come by and tell you personally, you know.
I appreciate that, Hank. Why don't we wait a few weeks before we submit the paperwork?
That wouldn't do anybody any good to wait on that. I've got my mind made up.
All right. Gonna miss you.
I brought my badge in. And
why don't you keep it?
I ain't got no use for it.
Other son, remember that.
Yes, sir. I quit the team. Was a mistake. I can't do it anymore.
You reminded me of your mother.
I guess that's bad, right?
Your mother wasn't shit. That woman failed me. I got more pussy after she killed herself than I did when she was living as my wife. Point is, she quit on me. You're doing the same.
See you young man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, y'all, we're going to need a gurney out here to kill him.
Gurney!
I think it's pretty bad. We're going to need some help.
Is that your boy?
No.
No? What happened to him?
I think he got hit by a car. I said his mother went through there. She said he was hit by a car.
Hit and run?
Like I said, I don't know. I picked him up on the side of the road.
Listen, I need to write a police report if he was a hit and run.
Well, kid, I don't even know people. I wouldn't know what to write. I wouldn't know the first thing about it.
Just stay. Tell the police what you did, what you saw. It'll take you 5 minutes. I promise.
I just thought I'd better load him in the car and get on here as quick as I could, so that's what I did.
Well, you did a good job for him. So you were just passing by?
Yeah, I was just passing by. I don't know that lady at all.
I'm going to give you my card. We're going to do a follow-up if we get anything, okay? And we might call you as well if we need to.
That's all right.
That'll be all right?
Whatever you need me to do, you know what?
I got your number right there.
Is that it? Can I go?
Yeah. Thanks.
That boy make it all right?
No. He died. Mrs. Musgrove, I'm going to give you my card, and you feel free to call me at any time that you can remember anything about this, okay? And I'm so sorry.
Could you give me something to clean that off? That's good.
He go.
It's your purse.
He go. My baby.
Yes, ma'am.
He go.
You gonna take her home, ain't you?
I don't really know her. I'll take her home.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll take her home. Do me a favor and throw that away for me.
Yes,
I'd appreciate that.
Take care, man.
Now, where do you live, hon? Ma'am, you're going to have to tell me where you live. Now, I'm going to go in your purse. I'm just letting you know. I'm going in your purse to try to find an address on you, all right?
probably ought to call some of your canned people or one of your friends or something. I'm gonna have to go. You gonna be all right?
He told me to call the coroner's office in the morning.
I'm sorry?
He told me to call the coroner's office. Said they're gonna do an autopsy. I don't know why they're gonna do an autopsy. He was hit by a car.
Well, I imagine that'll help them find out who did it.
You really believe they're gonna do that?
I believe they'll try their best, I do.
He's a black kid. I think they're gonna do that.
Here's your bag. I'm just gonna leave it on the floor here. I'm real sorry.
Spatowski. Just want to say sorry about Sonny. We liked him a lot.
You feel bad, sir.
Which one of y'all is Willie and which one of you is Harry?
It's Willie. It's Daryl.
See you.
Gas station.
That right?
Mm-hmm. It's all bought and paid for. We own it.
Don't say we. You own it. I didn't buy it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have bought no gas station.
Is that right?
I would have stuck to what I knew best.
What's that?
Corrections officer.
Right. Well, I ain't a corrections officer no more. I'm a gas station owner. I already made a deal. It's too late, Pop. You want me to fix you something?
Nope. Fix yourself.
Off, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you want me to give you a ride?
Nah, I didn't ask you to do that.
It's right on the way home.
Show you don't mind?
Prospect Street.
Clements?
Yeah, Clements.
You are Clements?
Yeah.
I know Clements. He's staying that man.
Well, he ain't gonna be running it, I am.
Well, that's good. Thanks for the ride. Gotta ask him a question. Why did you help me?
What do you mean?
When you took me and my baby to the hospital, why you do that?
I don't know, I guess. I just... you know, doing the right thing, I guess. My son died. He died, and then I never was a very good father. He's a good kid. I guess it's somehow it just when I seen what you're going through there, it made me think about something, reminded me of something, I don't know. You know when you feel like you can't breathe? And you can't get out from inside yourself, you know, really.
These here curtains on credit.
I never heard anybody get the curtains on credit before that I know of.
What you think? They cute. Ain't they cute? I love these curtains.
They're good and red, alright.
I got these curtains right here on credit. And the man told me
that I really wasn't supposed to get this deal. I think he kind of liked me, and he told me I could have these curtains on credit. I said, hey, what the hell? Some red curtains would be great for my place. So I said, hey, I'll take it. So I got me some red.
Now I'm straight, huh?
Just... Well, you sure suck that whiskey down, don't you? I mean, Lord have mercy.
My husband used to love him some Jack. Damn.
Well, like I said, it's, yeah, it's a good drink.
You wait right here. I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
She got there some kind of an annual, school annual or something?
Oh, these pictures right here. These are my husband's drawings right here. Lawrence, my husband, he drew those. He got himself electrocuted over there in Jackson. He got himself. He's right here. These are my sons, Tyrell. He drew these. He drew all these right here.
Yeah. Got his talent from the old man then, I guess. Didn't he?
That's the only thing that Negro ever gave that boy was some drawing. Taught him how to draw.
It runs in families.
Yeah.
Things like that.
No. He was a good kid. You know, he was a really good kid.
Yeah.
He was so good. He really loved me.
I understand.
He was so fat. You know how fat he was. I don't care what I brought in this house. He just eat it up. I don't care what it was I brought in here. I bring some Popeye's chicken. That boy eat the whole thing before I even get a chance to get him a bite of this. He can eat it, you know. He would eat his little ass off. You ain't never seen nobody eat like this. He would eat candy, gumballs. He made me take them over up there to the Super Kmart.
Yeah.
And he put them quarters in that gumball.
Yeah.
He had to wait till he get the red gumball. He always had to get the red gumball.
You sound like a character, I guess.
Get that red gumball, and he just eat all that red gumball. Good mother, I did every single thing I can think to do. I was really good. I was really good. I was good. I didn't want her to be fat like that. I did not want my baby to be fat like that because I know a black man in America, you can't be like that. I was trying to tell him you can't be like that. You can't be like that in America in a black man. I was just...
I'm not sure what you want me to do.
I want you to make me feel good. Can you make me feel good? 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 Just make me feel good. I want to feel good.
Okay.
We get sick back here, it didn't have anything to do with you, all right?
down. What the hell happened to you?
This is my ankle trying to take a bath.
Dadgummit, I told you to be careful.
Damn it. Oh, God damn.
Wiggle your toes. You feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm sinking.
What are you talking about?
I ain't worth shit.
You stop that.
Can't clean myself. Can't walk to the kitchen without falling. Can't get to the phone before it starts ringing. I don't feel like a man anymore.
You're a man, Pop.
Can't even remember what a woman smells like.
This 89 Comanche out there, and it needs a lube job and points and plugs. That's kind of where you can work on it for me.
Yeah. Well, when you need them, by
just quick as you can, really.
Maggie, leave that alone, baby. Put that down. I can get that to you about tomorrow afternoon, late tomorrow night.
I appreciate it. Maybe the boys of yours and they're not doing anything. They're not busy, you know. I can wash it and wax it and everything. I'm selling it.
All right. Yeah, I'll ask them. I'll tell them about it. I'll show them on mine.
I can't take this.
As my sons, it'd mean a lot to him. I'm sure he'd want it that way. He'd want somebody to have it to get some use out of it.
Well, I ain't saying I don't want it. I just can't take it.
Well, I want you to have it. I really do. It'd mean a lot to me. Let's just take it for a little spin.
I ain't even got my shoes on.
That's all right. We won't go far. Let's go. Come on. You see how it drives.
What the hell is this?
Stick shift. Shirts and towel, all that kind of thing, and all the papers you need, it's all set.
Okay.
But that's your like city, right?
You should do it.
Yeah? Is that all right?
Hank?
That's good right there.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hank! It's Leticia!
Who are you?
You
just walked in my house?
My bad. I'm the...
Hank? You looking for Hank?
Yes. Is he here?
Who are you?
My name is Leticia Musgrove. And, me and Hank is, friends.
Musgrove? Please, little darling. Have you got a cigarette?
Yeah. But it looked to me like you don't really need to be smoking.
Come on. Have you got one?
So, is Hank here?
Yeah, he'll be back shortly. I'm Buck, his father. That for Hank?
Yeah. It's a gift.
I'll see he gets it. Woo! Damn. Hank must have done something right to deserve a fine hat like this.
Guess he did.
In my prime, I had a thing for nigger juice myself. Hank just like his daddy. He ain't a man till he split dark oak.
Hey, Leticia, hang on. Where are you going? Hey, where are you going? What happened?
I met your daddy.
Listen, just get out and
get
talk
off,
to him. Don't
listen
to him.
Like,
you can't do that. You at least got to give me a chance. Whatever he
and
did.
It don't matter how old I do it.
Please, give me a chance to talk to you.
Get out of here.
You just want to get out of here.
Your father, remember that. Hank? What's your problem?
I believe I see it. There you go.
Thank you.
I didn't bait that thing here at the bottom. I didn't know if it was...
No problem.
Anything below that line, I didn't do. Now, you will take good care of him, won't you?
Oh, yes.
Because, I want him to go out in peace.
You must love him very much.
No, I don't. But he's my father, so there it is. They said they're going to get your television set tomorrow.
Finally getting rid of me, huh?
They're going to take care of you. Place the telephone down at the end of the hall. You can call me.
This is it?
I guess so.
I'm stuck.
Me too.
I don't want to go out like this.
Sheriff's Department. Hello. The Sheriff's Department. Time to go, lady.
No, wait.
It's time to go.
No, here.
No, I don't take anything. You have to settle up with your landlord, then I go away.
I got the money. Here's the money. It's almost right.
Ma'am,
come
I suggest
on.
You get fully dressed.
Just give
I'm
me a day.
Job.
Come no, here. You ain't putting me out.
No.
I about got the money. I'm just still saving the...
ceiling and a wall and just fixed it up a little bit. I figured it ought to. I'll move your stuff in so you don't have to worry with it. It's fine. You know, I'm going in the kitchen and get a thing or two, so if you just want to really just, you know, relax, make yourself comfortable, whatever you want to do with it. I'd put it up there. That's my boy's room. So.
All right.
You can go up if you want to.
Can I look at these?
Yeah, go ahead. I see him right there.
Don't look like you.
Got his mother in him. I don't mind sleeping across the hall there. You want me to? I mean, maybe you should sleep by yourself.
I wouldn't feel good if you left me in here all by myself.
I just want you to be comfortable.
Yeah, I want you to be comfortable, too. Yeah.
felt good.
Man.
I didn't hurt you or anything.
Not in no bad way.
Some ice cream.
Now?
Yeah. It just feels right.
Okay. Well, can you buy me some?
Yeah. What kind do you want? Chocolate ice cream. Are you okay? You sure? You look real pretty. Let's go down the steps, you want to? Let's go.
fire station on the way home. I like the sign.